I don't think that's the job of our military, to be defending amorphous international norms. There are many other steps we can do to express strong disapproval to Assad's murderous conduct. One, because I think the administration is proceeding with the wrong objective. And two, because they have no viable plan for success.
That's Senator Ted Cruz from Texas. You'll hear lots of voices this week besides Cruz's talking about whether or not we should be in the middle of what's happening in Syria. And, of course, that's where we begin the week. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Hope you had a great weekend. I know part of the buzz still somewhat was over Syria. Probably on the lighter side, it had to do with the NFL. Don't know if your team won or not. Don't know if perhaps you won our first Nail the Score. We're going to go through that coming up at the tail end of this hour. But one of the key things that absolutely is on the radar in D.C., and it does have the ripple effect back to all of us, is Congress returning to Washington on Monday, jumping right into the middle of this debate on a resolution giving the authorization to strike Syria. The way it's looking now, and I spent part of the weekend on the phone trying to handicap it with some Washington insiders and a few people on the Hill, too, as well, which we should be joined by some of them this week. And the feeling that I get numbers-wise is probably what a lot of people are coming up with. The House not looking so good. That's not necessarily a surprise. The Senate is iffy. The Senate is a possibility, but the Senate is still iffy. You have, in the House, you've got Pelosi and Boehner, strange bedfellows, never on the same side of anything, both in their own way trying to sell this. And in the Senate, it's kind of a who's who as to who's pushing and who's saying, no, we need to stay out of this. And you heard what Ted Cruz said there. He's not on board with it. Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, has gone on record already last week is saying he definitely is not on board with this. Will they change their mind? Will some people jump at the chance to say yes or to say no? And ultimately, does it really mean anything to the president? He's already said that he would like to do this with congressional support to work together, but that, in fact, he could move on without it. So probably that's exactly what all of his people were doing, because it's called getting votes. And once they started to see that it's kind of iffy, we're not totally sure we have the numbers here like we thought the first couple of days, then we might pull back a little bit on this. The president is supposed to address the nation in a couple of days, probably Tuesday night is what it's looking like. And this is what they're going to be talking about. So it's all going to be Syria, Syria, and more Syria. Then President Assad, the president of Syria, apparently did an interview with Charlie Rose from CBS. Somehow he landed that exclusive. That's going to play out starting on Monday. I think they're going to trickle it out on the CBS morning show because he does that, and then he does the other thing that he does, the roundtable deal, but it's not, I don't believe it's coming out there. I think it's CBS where that happens. And already what's been released is Assad saying he had nothing to do with this. This is nothing to do with his military at all when it comes to chemical weapons. Now, the White House shot back over the weekend, so to speak, pardon the pun, and they're saying that clearly anybody who looks at the intel would know that they've used chemical weapons. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And if the American people knew more and if Congress knew more, then they would be absolutely on board with the idea of doing something to strike at Syria. But striking at Syria means going it alone, because no allies are on board with this. Even the Brits, normally we can count on England to be side saddle, and they're not even underneath the horse. They're nowhere to be found because Parliament said no way to David Cameron. So we don't have England. We don't have really very many people to stand beside the United States at this point. And in our backyards, there are a lot of people questioning the idea of going into Syria. Many of you have called me over the past couple of weeks to voice your concerns, and a ton of people have emailed the show, giving me just a couple of lines as to why or why not. Why or why not? And the person I think on the Hill who's had the most to say about Syria has been John McCain. I mean, after all, he was the guy who thought we should have jumped in 2 years ago, right at the beginning of this thing. So now he's saying that if the president puts boots on the ground, if the plan includes boots on the ground, it would be impeachment. He's saying, listen, that even happens. If there's any mission creep and there's boots on the ground, impeachment. He's saying that the president bungled this entire thing in the Syria crisis, and he would furthermore kill himself when it came to the possibilities of being impeached if he overstepped the limits of authorization before Congress. Well, certainly, I would believe that the White House knows that. And maybe they may creep a little bit close, but I don't think they're stupid enough to do the boots on the ground thing. And I know that we're going to hear more when he addresses the nation, but it is pretty interesting that, you know, that he mentioned that, because even though he's warning the president, he is in favor of Syria, you know, authorization against Syria. He's pushing that. He likes that idea. He's one of three Republicans in the Senate Foreign Relations Panel to approve the measure, because so many others have said no. He's been in this corner of going after Syria for a couple of years, so that's not surprising. It's not surprising that he's still there. I'm wondering where you are in this after you hear all of this back and forth over what we should do. I found out some numbers, and I've released some of them on our previous shows heading into the weekend, but if we use the Tomahawk missiles, which is what I was told that's what it would be, you're looking at 1.5 million for sure a missile. So for every Tomahawk, and if it's a 3-month deal, which is what it seems to be being discussed, then you're talking about that much money per Tomahawk. How about that? And then the ships, of course, out at sea that would then eventually pull back afterwards. And it's interesting to see at this point, because we're burning up fuel, we're sitting there waiting, meaning our ships are doing that, and all that it will take is the high sign, and then boom, like that. So if the president says go, then it's go, and it could be go by the end of the week. It wouldn't be surprising if that happened into the weekend, or maybe even next week, depending on what happens with Congress, because Congress maybe drags out debating a little bit more. Maybe they decide they're going to push for all these votes, and they can push it into the following week, but that's only more time for Assad to rearrange anything that he has going on there anyway, which makes absolutely no sense. I'm curious as to what he told Charlie Rose, I got to tell you that. All right, hang with us. Much more to come, some odds and ends, some other things that happened over the weekend. Hang with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelter should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Table, because this is it. We got 1 week probably, and then poof, that's when the missiles start going, because I can't imagine that anything's going to stop this train despite the lack of public support and kind of iffy on the Hill. But I said odds and ends, so I wanted to flip to some interesting things. You know, we're all over this whole NSA deal, and everybody, I think of anything, all the scandals that happened over the summer, because it was the summer of our discontent and then some, right? Besides the IRS and the denying the tax status to the Patriot groups and never getting to the bottom of that at this point, the NSA can of worms that was ripped wide open by Ed Snowden has been the thing that's really been more than joked about, talked about, dissected everywhere from, you know, the left to the right and everywhere in between. And, of course, America Tonight, you're listening to us in England, you're listening to us in Spain, you're listening to us all over the world, and you have thoughts on this NSA deal, too. So now what we learn is, just to just give us more information, that the NSA is able to crack any kind of protective thing that you would have on an iPhone or a BlackBerry or an Android. So all of your information on smartphones, they got it, whatever it is. The text to your posse about what pub you're going to next, whatever dribble you put out there. I'm not saying everything's dribble. I'll meet you in 15 minutes. I'm going to Home Depot. I got to get a saw. But contacts, call lists, notes, location information, we knew this, right? But just when it gets thrown up on your face again and again and again and again, it just gets under your skin, doesn't it? And here's where it was released. In Der Spiegel, which is a magazine out of Germany, and they seem to get all these scoops. A lot of times they get the skinny on things before other people do, so-called conventional investigative and journalists, or any of us with, for that matter, with pretty decent sources. The magazine doesn't say how they got the documents, because they got documents. I wonder how they got those documents. And the documents don't include the stuff about the NSA conducting mass surveillance of phone users, but just that this is some of the techniques that they're using to eavesdrop on specific people. So here's what's interesting. One of the people who was the author of this piece, her name's Laura Poitras, is an American filmmaker who's pretty close to now, has become pretty close to the NSA leaker Ed Snowden, who published a bunch of articles about the NSA in the last couple of weeks. So probably there's a roundabout way that Snowden got the information to her, who knows. Because remember, one of the promises to Vladimir Putin for Ed Snowden, who sought asylum in Russia, is that he wouldn't push any more of this information out there. But if they're not saying where they got the information, then they can play dumb on all of this. But they printed slides that they say came from an NSA presentation that referenced the film 1984. You know, we were making jokes about George Orwell's book, and so were they. Ha ha, this is what we're doing, 1984. And the slides actually show stills. Now, this article, of course, has blown up all over the place, and everybody's reprinting it and talking about it and whatever. And you might have seen it, but if you haven't, I'm just giving you the shortcut version of it. So imagine that. The NSA, while they're deciding how they're picking things out, what they're going to do, they put that up there, 1984. They show stills from the film. They show Steve Jobs holding an iPhone. They show iPhone buyers celebrating getting the iPhones. And the captions read, who knew in 1984 that this would be Big Brother and the zombies would be paying customers? And this came, I'm going to say this again. This didn't come from some smart aleck satirical writer that was being clever. This came supposedly from an NSA presentation. Oh, man. So even the Germans want to burn us, I guess. We already know, okay? We get it. The mass surveillance of Internet users. We get that. But because of this article, it even spurred thousands of people in thousands, not just, 300, a little old protest. Thousands of people in Berlin were protesting the mass surveillance, right? They had slogans that said, stop watching us. And they were waving signs all over the place. And they were there in front of the American consulate in Frankfurt. So there's been a few problems. With the U.S. ambassador there, who's concerned about what's happening, what's going on with the German media, and whatnot. And then there was this crazy helicopter incident, too, where a German police helicopter was used to actually take photographs of the American consulate there. And so that's caused a little bit of a diplomatic dust-up. Can you believe it? So can we just say that we realize the NSA is not only surveilling us if they feel like it, but they're making fun of us in their presentations. I mean, hey, nothing like a little humor, right? If you've got a presentation, who said all the people who work for the government were dull as dirt? Apparently not. So this just fuels the fire. And it's really, it's dusting up more in Germany than anywhere else, because we already know this. We know this, and it's just, it gets you every time it keeps coming up, because To me, this was the thing that really became the talk of Main Street America and beyond our borders, because it affected so many people, and it made people kind of question, wonder what was possibly being, what possibly could be taped or recorded, or what private information. You almost have to start at the top of the pyramid of, it's not right, and do we want our civil liberties trampled on? No. But what you keep getting as the blowback for that is, we have stopped so many terrorist threats. If we did not have a way to surveil potential targets, we would not be able to stop them. And so that's really what's happened. And no, we're not going through your information. It's billions and billions of things. And we couldn't possibly waste all that time. So we've dumped it into this other facility, this metadata, and eventually we'll get rid of it. That eventually, I think, makes people really, really uncomfortable. And now Germany's just gotten into the act, too, as well. So, you know, what if, of all the scandals over the summer, this is like the if game. If you could get to the bottom of one of them, what would be the one scandal that you would want to know about? Would it be the IRS? Would it be really the true story of the NSA as much as was possible? Or would it be something else? We're definitely going to hit the phone line, so let me pump out the numbers to you. We're up against it, but then we come back on the flip side, we'll do that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Like I said, we're talking always throughout this because this is going to be it for Syria. So we're talking about Syria, and obviously, you know, if you want to play our little if game, if you could get to the bottom of one of the things that happened, and there's probably many more to come, what would it be? Would it be the IRS deal? And I don't think we're ever going to get to the bottom of that, by the way. Would it be the NSA deal, or would it be maybe even Benghazi? You know, you could go all the way back to Benghazi and not really feeling like we knew that 2 and 2 equals 4, because in that game it didn't equal 4. It equaled something else. Very fuzzy, fuzzy math. Nothing seemed to add up. So hang with us. Tomas, James, you're up next. Anybody else you want to throw in your 2? 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for 2 adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of 4. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order 2 or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633. 609-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Everything you might try to do, bad luck fella's got to hold on you.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight, kicking off your week, and it's going to be a wild week, so buckle up. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. You have the floor first. Hey, Tomas.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
You know, isn't it funny that all this is scheduled to happen on 911?
Yes.
I mean, is that a coincidence? Gee whiz.
Yeah, here we go again. Yeah.
It's just like that guy said, never let a huge problem go to waste, right? A crisis. Never let a crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that the inner circle in the White House is repeating a certain mantra lately. And I think that mantra is, let the Jews do it. Okay? If we back off, if the president says, you know, I can't do it because the people of America are just not supporting me, what are the Israelis going to do? They may have to do it by themselves, and that's what Obama wants. Because, you know, whatever happens, you know, Obama's going to say, well, look at all those casualties. We could have done a neater job. You know, Israel's just a small country, but you see, you didn't support me. Now look. So I believe that's why the United States is going to back off, and Israel will be used to launch the attacks, start whatever's going to go, and be used as a scapegoat.
Wow. I'm writing this down because I disagree. I think that Obama has so much bravado, Tomas, over all of this. His red line, even though he tried to take the red line back, I think he pushes this, even if Congress says no. If the House says no, but the Senate says, great, you barely have our blessing, I think he doesn't care. I think he's gonna go it completely alone and say that he can do this because it's not because of the Patriot Act, because of a few other things he could tweak and to give him the authority, which is ridiculous, and we could argue about that. But I think he purposely tried to pull Congress into this so that he could say, hey, we're all in this. They had a say. Everybody had a say. But if it blows up in his face and they don't give him a say, I think he still goes it alone anyway. I don't think that at all. I think that for sure we're going to lob some missiles over there. We're burning fuel right off the shores for that very reason. It's going to happen.
Right.
How long it happens and all of that, I don't know. Your theory's interesting. And I'll tell you what, Netanyahu, he's not going to take anything lightly. He's ready to roll. You're absolutely right about that. But no way does Obama not send missiles over to Syria. No way.
Right. Well, let's see who fires the first shot.
Yeah.
Who knows? It could be some missile comes out of the Syrian area and hits one of our ships. That could easily happen. But we'll see. So my money is that Obama does not fire the first shot, and your money is that he does. So we'll see.
We'll see what he says, too, when he addresses the nation, because I think that's what that's going to be about. Listen, here's my justification. We got to do this. People, this is horrific. This is human genocide. Blah, 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 blah. Our information, our intel says that's what he's definitely addressing the nation probably Tuesday or Wednesday.
All right. Hey, go Redskins.
Smart, Alan. Go Redskins. You too. All right. Let's go to James in Kentucky. Hey, James, how are you?
Oh, doing just fine. I just wanted to tell you that people need to call their representatives in Congress at each state.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to stop this war, and they'll also ask for impeachment proceedings.
Well, there's a lot of people that you heard what I just said about John McCain saying if there was any boots on the ground, absolutely, this saying don't even try it because then this is impeachment right there because then that's war and we're not going to stand for that. But I think you're right. If you're unhappy, which most people are, all the polls are showing this, James, obviously you're talking to your buddies about it. I can't find anyone who's backing this up. Nobody I know is backing this up.
In a biblical way, I do believe it's going to happen because where Syria is now, that's modern day Damascus.
Mm.
And it says before Jesus return, it will be a heap of rubble.
You know, I've had a lot of people say that to me. I've had a lot of people say, James, take a look at what's happening in the world and take a look at what's happening in Syria. And you can go back and see the parallels and look at the words and say, wow, that's kind of scary, isn't it? Maybe it's a little bit too close to home. I mean, Syria, you know, really the thing with Syria is we've been talking about Syria from afar for a couple of years. We've known that the chemical weapons are, by the way, there in Syria. We knew that they were in Syria, but nobody did anything then to try to go after the weapons. What, because it was impossible to find them, a needle in the haystack? Why was that not part of the great big push? Now, okay, geez, the chemical weapons, we've got intel that says they were, they were used, and that's... We can't put up with this. It's outrageous. It's disgusting. It's wrong. And it was. It's brutal to look at those pictures. When you think of kids, think of the kids especially, but anyone being zapped where they have no idea they've been hit with a chemical weapon and your insides are basically imploding on themselves. That's the best way I can describe it. I can't really think of anything more horrific than that. What would it be like in America if we were treated to that? It would be unbelievable to us. We only see that on the movies. And until 9/11, even though there was Pearl Harbor, we weren't thinking ever that way. And, you know, that sort of put the fear in a lot of us for a while, and then it kind of drifted back away again. And to me, the biggest fear is, how many weapons are we talking about? Are more weapons being mass-produced, that kind of stuff? And if we make the strike, so we make the strike and we go ahead with it instead of backing off like Tomas is saying, then what do we get out of it as we float away? What have we done to help the people or make their lives different? What's going to be different for them? Are they rescued and there's no chance of chemical weapons happening again? Is Assad still in power, but now he's had his wrist slapped? What does that mean? And then what's really crazy, too, because Tomas brought up Israel. Israel is concerned about whether or not they're going to face problems because of this if the United States does attack. You know, they're concerned about that, supposedly, with the Syrian crisis, because look at a map and you can see why they're concerned. So if the U.S. strikes to punish Syria for the chemical weapons, how much would Israel know? How much notice would Israel get from the U.S. about the attacks? And is that enough? Would that be enough time for them? Because will they suffer the consequences? So would they also bear the brunt of the United States bearing down with Tomahawk missiles on Syria? And that's what they're concerned about. Their counterterrorism people are concerned about that. There is opposition. I mean, are we meddling? I mean, here's the thing. Are we meddling into the middle of this? And Israel, if you notice, really hasn't commented too much on this. They haven't done that. The thing we do know is if Obama does strike Syria, then Israel does have plans to deploy anti-missile systems and troop reinforcements on the Syrian front, probably the Lebanese front too as well, because, again, you do that map thing and you can see it, since they're worried about it, the missile interceptors. And there's been conversation about that, but Israel hasn't really weighed in on this. So Obama right now has asked Congress to approve the strikes against Assad's government in response to the weapons, right? And that goes back to August 21st. And next week in Washington, there are going to be a lot of people carrying signs. There are going to be activists for pro-Israel, American Israel Public Affairs Committee. They're going to be there. They're lobbying Congress for military action in Syria. They've already sent out their press releases. I got one over the weekend. And some Israelis are really worried that if the U.S. failure to attack Syria is the other part of that, what consequences will they have? They attack Syria, do they have to be concerned about what's going to happen to them in that sense? But also, there's this whole third part of this, and Iran. Because Iran is an ally of Assad, of Damascus. So what does that mean for Israel? Because Israel is the most concerned about Iran. And should we be the most concerned about Iran and the nuclear program? This is what they sweat out at night. What's happening in Iran? That's what they're most concerned about. And they think they have pretty credible information that it is absolutely happening. All right, hang with us. On the flip side, what happened in the NFL? Did anybody nail the score? I'm not going to keep you waiting any longer. Stay with us.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Did anybody nail the score this time around? In case you have no idea what I'm talking about, instead of nailing a politician, we're nailing the score. On Wednesday into Thursday, in our third hour, at the for 3 segments in that hour, once the computer has randomly picked the game of the week, you call in and tell us who you think's going to win that game and what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, then you are crowned champion and you clear out the prize closet of America tonight. I said Dallas would win 27-21. They did win, but hardly that score. Dave in Vermont said 27-24. Phil in Missouri, 28-18. Rick in Illinois said 24-13. Pete had the Cowboys 28, the G-Men 23, and a slew of others with guesses that were nowhere near what it was, and it was a very strange finish. Dallas won the Sunday night game 36-31. Boy, they tried to give it up, too. It just seemed like even at the waning moments that they were going to lose it, but somehow they were able to pull it out. It was crazy, crazy finish to that game. An interception sealed the deal. They won their opener. But there was 6 turnovers from the Giants, so the Giants certainly tried to give it to them as much as they could. They weren't able to capitalize the Cowboys early, and both really kind of messed up there in the beginning of that game when they had those golden opportunities. So how about that? Nobody nailed the score. Good luck next time, week two. We have the whole season to go, so 17 weeks. And it's like picking lottery numbers. Even if you're not a great big football fan, you don't have to know anything about football. So much of this is just luck. Like I say, it really is like circling lottery numbers, only you don't have to pay $1 or $2 for your guesses. You just have to call us, and it has to be during that hour, or you can send us an email, which a lot of people do. Dave in Vermont is famous for doing that. You can send us the guesses at americatonight.net, click on contact, and just say who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. The first week in the NFL had some crazy finishes. I think one of the wildest ones was that Jets game. Geno Smith, when Rex Ryan could make up his mind who was going to be quarterback, whether it was going to be Mark Sanchez or Geno Smith, and then Mark Sanchez getting hurt kind of gave him the opportunity to put Geno Smith in. So ultimately what happened is with 2 seconds remaining, Nick Folk kicked a 48-yard field goal. The Jets pulled out 18-17, an improbable win the way it was going over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the season opener. And it was in New Jersey. They were trailing 17-15. And it was a wild roller coaster ride that led to a couple of things that set that up. And Geno Smith, you know, comes out okay. He wasn't blowing you away with anything that he did, I think, on the field, but he didn't completely lose it for him. A win is a win is a win, and that's what matters, that the Jets won this game for a lot of reasons. It was big, and Geno, now like Sanchez, is the only Jets rookie quarterback, because two of them, to start a season opener. And they had pretty much this kind of similar performances, if you will. He threw for more than 250 yards with a touchdown and interception, but it was a dramatic finish, and all that matters is that they pulled it out in the end. Then there was another game that was a surprising finish, New England and Buffalo, and surprising because Buffalo looked like they were going to end up beating New England, but Stephen Gostkowski's late field goal ended up pulling it out for the Patriots, but it looked shaky all the way up to that, except for that Brady, when he had to, went down the field, 49 yards, 12 plays, to set up the boot that was hit with 5 seconds left. And, you know, it was kind of sloppy in the beginning. It looked like a sloppy game for the Patriots at the start of this, but for Bill Belichick, who is cemented as the coach of the Patriots, he won his 206th career game. Wow, 206. So he jumps ahead on the list. He's 6 on the NFL list for wins. 6 overall. And E.J. Manuel, he looked pretty good. He looked pretty good in the loss because it, like I said, it looked like they were going to pull it out in the end, and they just didn't do it because Tom Brady struck, getting them down the field in just enough time so that the Bills, with a handful of first downs and less than 100 yards in their final 5 touches of the ball, 5 possessions, couldn't hang on to it. But, man, I thought they were going to pull it out. I really, really did. And then you had other games where New Orleans beat Atlanta 23-17. That could have flipped in a different direction. There was Seattle, although it's tough to play in Seattle, beating Carolina 12-7. Very few blowouts. Kansas City smashing Jacksonville 28-2 was the biggest blowout on the board. You'd have to go to probably Miami and Cleveland to find another one with, you know, where it was 23-10. But what a start to the weekend. And for fantasy football players and for people doing the nail the score thing with us, I thought I would give you some of that news in between. Of course, we'll have our highlight package that Matt Johnson puts together in our next hour so you can hear some of the sounds of the game. If you were watching any of that, and if you weren't watching, then you're like, okay, Let's move back to Nail Assad. One sad thing that happened, here we go again with a fan falling. A guy died after he fell from an elevated walkway at San Francisco's Candlestick Park on Sunday afternoon, that game between the 49ers and the Packers. The police say that people saw him fall from the walkway, which, you know, wraps around the stadium, basically. And it was after kickoff, so it was you know, shortly after 1:30. They say that he looked like he was intoxicated. So was it a case of tailgating and then he was wobbly and sadly he fell? They, you know, who knows? They're investigating it. But he was in his 30s and not known how far he fell, but it looked like he fell for, you know, a pretty good distance. And they're not identifying him or any of that until they, of course, talk to the family and get that all squared away. But, boy, that is sad. We had a fan a couple of weeks ago that fell. Then now we have this. It's rough. Now, it's like some of the, when I sat near the railings, I think about this. If somebody did have too much to drink, it's a couple of times where I've been at games, there's nothing stopping them. There's just a tiny little rail. And boy, it would be easy to flip over to the side of that where you just, or having someone take a picture, or you're standing up and you're not thinking, and, you know, the next thing you know. But lately it seems, anyway, maybe it's just that we've got two so close together that we've seen these freakish things happen, and not always liquor-related at all. There was a fan last year at the Texas Rangers game who was with his young son. I think I've talked about this before. It's one of the saddest stories, and they flipped a ball. An outfielder, it was Josh Hamilton, who was playing for them, then flipped a ball up to him from the field, and he went to get it and fell over, and that was it. He was okay when they were wheeling him out, and he was yelling to people to take care of his son, and because his little boy was still up in the stands, and he died in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. Ooh, with a traumatic head injury after falling out trying to grab that ball. So I guess it's just something to be careful of when you're going in that, when you're walking without those rails, or you're in that second level, and, you know, whether you've had a drink or not, just to kind of be careful about your surroundings, because I think it seems, to me, it seems like a little bit on the rise. Anyway, good weekend in football. Sorry there was no winner this time around for Nail the Score. Remember, mark it down Wednesday into Thursday in our third hour. You could be a winner. All you have to do is call and play. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.